Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Tracking some showers showing up back here, getting ready to move into the Sandhills, but it does look like our chances for rain this morning are fairly slim. Later this afternoon, I'll show you when it's most likely that you'll see wet conditions.
A tractor trailer catches fire on I-95 overnight. What led to the flames that forced the highway to be closed for more than 4 hours?
The fight to slow inflation could lead to another interest rate hike today. What economic experts say this means for you and your finances.
And we could find out today if former President Donald Trump will face criminal charges. New developments overnight in the case that could make history. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday morning. We're glad you're with us. A warmer start than yesterday. No more freezing temperatures. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we kind of kicked the covers off for this Wednesday and find that there's some cloud cover out there insulating us just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead.
A little bit of rain that's showing up down here from Charlotte moving into the Sandhills. It's holding together fairly well, so it wouldn't be completely out of the question for us to see a few scattered showers here in Moore County, Chatham County, Lee County over the next hour to hour and a half. The computer models are not really showing that band of rain right there. It is definitely dry over us right now. So as that starts to move eastward, some of that, if not all of it, will dissipate. But I do feel like at this point, you know, we're going to see a few showers around Southern Pines, maybe around Rayford. We'll have a better chance of it closer to lunchtime. You can see how this band moves through. We'll likely see the bulk of that shifting southward as we get into the afternoon. And during the evening commute, the better chance of rain will be from Southern Pines to Fayetteville, maybe over to Goldsboro. And then after that, it begins to dissipate after dinner time. It's going to stay gray all day, and our temperatures are definitely warmer. It's dry here in downtown Raleigh, where it is 49 degrees with light wind. 46 right now in Clinton. It's 45 in Roxborough. Pretty much everybody in the mid to upper 40s now, which is about 20 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. So I know the farmers are happy to have a break from trying to protect their crops. Mid-50s at lunchtime. We'll see a high of 60 degrees this afternoon with an isolated shower or two, especially in our southern counties. I'll show you how much rain we could see between now and Saturday. Coming up, Brian.
Just about 6:02 right now. Take you out to Durham on the west side of Durham for a live look at 147 at Hillendale Road. Looking fine in both directions right now on 147 between I-85 and I-885. Everything moving along well through downtown. Around the rest of Durham, we are all quiet. Also looking good around Wake County right now with no unusual delays showing up and no crashes reported at the moment.
Brian, thank you. I-95 South near Wilson reopened at 3 this morning after a tractor trailer carrying bread caught fire. Michael Grace spoke to investigators at the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. He shows us how this all started.
Michael Grace in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Wilson County. We're just after 3 a.m. Crews finally wrapping up on a cleanup after a tractor trailer caught on fire on I-95. Take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of that scene. This happened in the southbound lane right before NC 42. The state trooper I spoke with said the driver of the tractor trailer noticed at around 10:15 that his tractor tire had caught on fire. He then pulled over, got out of the car, and from there that fire spread quickly. You can see the entire cabin destroyed. That front half of the trailer completely burnt up. The trailer was full of bread and the debris all over the road. They had to bring in all sorts of equipment to get that debris up and then into the dump trucks that they also brought out here. The good news coming out of this big mess, state troopers say that driver is going to be okay. In Wilson County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Big decision coming from our nation's central bank today. It's likely to affect your family's finances. The Federal Reserve is weighing another interest rate hike to fight inflation, but must first also consider those recent bank collapses. WRAL's Naya Harden spoke to an economist about what today's decision means for you, and she joins us now live from Raleigh. Naya, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, one local economist tells us that they do expect interest rates to hike. NC State economist Mike Walden, he says that it will likely go up by a quarter point. Other financial experts say the same. Walden also thinks we are headed to a recession. While he expects North Carolinians to feel the higher interest rates and see some layoffs, he says the state's economy will continue to grow, but warns you should keep your job.
Have a plan in place for your household budget. If you do if a cut back and maybe your hours at work comes about so that you can still manage to get by just spending on the necessities. But I don't think you should get overly depressed about the future. I think the future in our, especially North Carolina, the economic future is very, very good. I think the next 6 to 9 months will tell the tale.
The feds will make a decision and release that at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Naya Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we want to give you a look at stock futures this morning. Here is a look at the board, all in the red right now. The S&P 500 down 5 points, the Dow Jones down 30, and NASDAQ down 29 points. This actually is an improvement from about an hour ago when the Dow was down 45 and NASDAQ was actually down 47. Now, most are expecting a rate hike today, but some economists say the collapse of the two U.S. banks this month could cause the Fed to hold rates steady and give the U.S. economy some breathing room. Of course, that report comes out later this afternoon. We're going to keep an eye on stock futures and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Thanks, Michelle. This morning, a Manhattan grand jury will meet to talk about a possible indictment of former President Donald Trump. Now, this comes after Trump predicted he would be arrested yesterday for his alleged involvement in a scheme to pay hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. No arrest or indictment came. The grand jury is expected to take a vote when it meets today.
Overnight, we learned communications between Daniels and an attorney representing Trump have been turned over to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. That's according to a lawyer for the adult film actress. The exchanges date back to 2018 when Daniels was seeking an attorney. This raises the possibility Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina, could be sidelined from his defense of the former president. Tacopina denies there's a conflict and he never talked to Daniels.
We'll keep an eye on it for you. And this morning on Today, live reports from Manhattan as the grand jury reconvenes. Today airs right after this newscast, 7 o'clock on WREL. Also today, Roanoke Rapids will release why its police chief and captain are on administrative leave. WREL was there as Roanoke Rapids City Council went into closed-door session Tuesday night to discuss the personnel matter. Earlier this month, Chief B.L. Martin and Captain Jamie Hardy were placed on leave with no answers as to why. City manager is scheduled to release a statement today, 4 p.m. The city attorney said there will be no lapse in police services.
Our acting chief is Gorton Williams. He's right over there. The community is, the PD is still patrolling the streets and still making arrests and still, detectives are still investigating cases.
Chief Martin and Captain Hardy have declined to share why they are on leave.
Pay increases and additional bonuses are coming for hundreds of educators and bus drivers in Wake County. The Board of Education unanimously approved the measure last night. Employees with advanced degrees will get a pay raise for the first time since 2013. Bus drivers will receive an additional $200 a month for perfect attendance. The approval comes as families and students across the school system feel the impact of staffing shortages.
We're looking to recruit new bus drivers to bring them in the mix because we're so short. But at the same time, we want to take the necessary steps to retain our existing bus drivers. And this is an opportunity to provide them additional pay throughout the year.
How will they pay for this? Well, school members say Wake Schools has savings that will cover at least some of the cost. The pay increases and new bonuses are set to take effect in July.
A plan to bring federally funded health insurance to hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians is nearing final approval. Lawmakers in the State House will debate the Medicaid expansion bill today. It passed through the Senate last week. The issue of Medicaid has been debated for a decade. If it makes it through the House, it will head to the governor's desk to become law. Medicaid expansion would not officially happen, though, until the new state budget is approved.
A physical education teacher and football coach at Southeast Raleigh High School is in jail, accused of sending sexually explicit messages to a student on Instagram. Almondo Brown faced a judge for the first time yesterday. The 27-year-old is charged with taking indecent liberties with a student. Prosecutors say Brown asked the girl questions on Instagram about a sex act and tried to arrange a meetup at his home. Brown resigned Friday and maintains his innocence. He is behind bars under a $50,000 bond.
Fayetteville police say a shooting that killed a 20-year-old was not random. Officers say Shahid Page was shot before 6 yesterday morning on Enoch Street. They found Page inside a home along with a woman outside the home who was hurt. Investigators have not announced any arrests.
Good news out of RDU, where you are looking live right now. You'll soon be able to fly to and from Iceland year round. Iceland Air made the announcement yesterday. Previously, flights to and from Iceland were only available seasonally. Starting later this year, 4 flights will be available to and from RDU each week.
10 minutes after 6 on your Wednesday, 2 inmates make a daring escape from a Virginia prison, where authorities were able to track them down and put them back behind bars.
Skateboarders in Raleigh will soon have a new place to ride. The groundbreaking that's happening today for downtown's first skate park.
And a few light showers out there right now. Moving into the sand hills, I'll show you when you could see rain where you are coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 13. Here's a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. A little shower that is trying to move into the sand hills right now. This is Moore County. You can see that rain moving into Robbins. It's a very dry air mass that's sitting over us right now. So a lot of this is going to dissipate as it moves eastward. We're going to see another push that makes it into the triangle area closer to lunchtime. We'll walk through the timeline on future casts coming up in just a little bit. We take a live look at Chapel Hill right now, and it is dry. A bit later on, we'll see a few showers popping up there. But whatever we see today is going to be fairly patchy and light. We have gray skies and warmer temperatures this morning. Tarboro 43, Irwin 45, Rocky Mount 45. Yesterday, our temperatures were in the 20s, so a big warm up for us. Walking the dog this morning will be mostly dry, but during the late afternoon and evening, we'll see a few scattered showers, a high of 60 degrees. Brian?
614, Elizabeth, as we take a look at traffic around the triangle, all quiet in Durham. No crashes showing up anywhere in Wake County. And as we check in on those delays as you come in from Johnston County right now on 40 westbound, about a 1-minute slowdown right around the Clayton bypass, which is typical for this point in the morning commute as we get started. Once you get to Business 70 in Garner, traffic's flowing freely. Looks good through South Raleigh, and the ride from Wade Avenue out to 885 looking good to the airport and into South Durham. No trouble coming in right now on 64 westbound from Zebulon, and the trip through Knightdale on 87 southbound also is clear, Jeff.
Well, this is construction work for fun, Brian. The work begins this morning on downtown Raleigh's first skate park. A groundbreaking is planned for the Conlin Family Skate Park. It will open in a few months. This is video from a pop-up skate park the group held at Union Station Plaza earlier this month. Organizers believe this new park will help bring people from all different backgrounds together to enjoy the sport.
So you have folks that are with a really low barrier to entry sport are gathering, interacting together, and you watch older skaters help younger skaters, and it's all about encouragement. So it's such a wonderful atmosphere and a wonderful environment.
The groundbreaking is at 9 this morning on Dorch Street, and Mayor Marianne Baldwin will be speaking, and Skate Raleigh will unveil its plans for the park and some of its features.
Fuquay Varina is holding off on adding a social district downtown. The Board of Commissioners decided to table the discussion until a later date during a meeting last night. Social districts allow people to buy alcoholic drinks from bars and restaurants and drink them in public inside a defined space. Garner was the last Wake County town to establish a social district at the beginning of March. At least 30 communities across our state have one in place.
2 Virginia inmates are back in custody after they escaped from a jail in Newport News. Authorities say 2 inmates used tools made from a toothbrush and a metal object to dig a hole in the wall. They were then able to reach untied rebar inside, which they used to help with the rest of the escape. They scaled another wall to make their final getaway. The 2 were found and arrested yesterday at a nearby IHOP restaurant. Charges related to the escape are still pending.
First responders in Ohio are learning what to do in case of another disaster like the train derailment in the town of East Palestine. Norfolk Southern hosted a training event on railroad emergencies. Dozens of first responders from as far away as Pennsylvania and West Virginia took part. Norfolk Southern says this is part of its work to build relationships with first responders. It has hosted these trainings for several years, including one in East Palestine.
giving this training and that hands-on experience just gives them that familiarity, some of that muscle memory to be able to do those things safely. We already knew the East Palestine Fire Department. They knew us, so we were able to seamlessly start working together from day one.
Norfolk Southern is still working to clean up toxic chemicals linked to the derailment back on February 3rd. The EPA says the work could take 3 months.
You can get free health screenings today at a mobile event in Raleigh. Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina is holding a mobile clinic at Wake Tech's North Campus. It's from 10 to 4. You can get blood pressure screenings, free COVID-19 vaccines and boosters, free boxes of food for people experiencing hunger will be on hand there. And HIV and STD testing is also available until 2 this afternoon.
Today is World Water Day. The day is meant to highlight the importance of fresh and clean water and raise awareness about the billions of people around the world who don't have access to it. The United Nations Water Conference is happening today through Friday in New York. The 2023 World Water Development Report on Water and Sanitation Issues is also being released today. Speaking of water, we could see wetter conditions today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking the systems that could bring us that rain.
We're going to start with a big picture here. We have a warm front that's lifting up across Tennessee, and out ahead of that, we're seeing some showers headed our way. We're going to see another front that's well to the west moving in on Saturday. It's going to start a bit of a wetter pattern as we get into the weekend and early next week. This is a look at what's happening right now. We have just a little bit of patchy light rain back here from Charlotte stretching into the Sand Hills. The air mass that's over our part of North Carolina is very dry. So as this rain moves in, a lot of it will be evaporating, but not all of it. This little band of rain starting to move into the northwestern portion of Moore County. So Robbins, you're seeing some showers. You're going to see that potentially in Carthage. Also likely to clip the southern portion of Chatham County and parts of Lee County, too, over the next 30 to 45 minutes or so. On Futurecast, we'll see another push of rain that comes in closer to lunchtime. You can see that from the Triangle area westward. As we head through the day, a lot of that starts to shift southward. So the evening commute will be wettest, say, around southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton, and we start to dry out a little bit from the Triangle area northward. And then all the rain ends by, say, after dinner time. Our commute forecast looking like this. Definitely warmer this morning than yesterday. We're starting in the mid-40s, a little bit of light, patchy rain in the west, but the bulk of the morning commute is going to be fairly dry. At lunchtime, more of the rain from the Triangle area westward, and then it sinks southward during the afternoon. We'll see a high of 60 degrees. Here's a look at Saturday's front. We'll actually on Friday see this front slipping down to the south. We call that a back door front. It moves in from the northeast. It's going to bring some cloud cover to parts of the area, but we're still expecting a very warm day on Friday. We'll have a solid southwesterly flow that's bringing in temperatures in the mid-80s. That warm front will lift northward, making way for our cold front to sweep through in the afternoon on Saturday. Here's Saturday at lunchtime. That's about the time the first wave of rain moves in, and then it's out of here by the evening. By 5, 6 o'clock, that rain is over. Along that front, say midday, there could be a few isolated thunderstorms. Right now, it doesn't look like a big severe weather threat, but it's something that we'll keep watching. Not going to see a whole lot of rain really at any point today or Saturday. We're looking at an average of about a tenth of an inch for both events today and Saturday together. So not a lot of rain coming our way. We could use some. Our pollen counts continue to be high for today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. And it does look like we'll have another chance for rain as we get into Monday and Tuesday. Notice our temperatures stay nice and mild. We have no freezing temperatures in our forecast. We have very warm conditions ahead for Thursday and Friday. Brian, what are you planning on Friday? Did you say you're going to be at the beach?
Yes, going to the beach, going to Topsail this weekend. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. Good weather for it.
Yeah, going to bring the carts to play Canasta in case it rains on Saturday. I'm prepared. 620 as we take a look at traffic. Right now, we don't have any crashes showing up anywhere around the Triangle, and our major routes are holding up pretty well. We are watching the delays building on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Just checked with the DOT yesterday with the construction out there asking when they hope to have those new lanes open. Still on track to open them at some point this spring between 440 and that Clayton Bypass interchange. Speaking of Clayton, we're going to head out to 70 at Guy Road between Garner and Clayton. Already getting busier out there on that westbound side. Seeing about a 1 minute slowdown overall from Clayton to I-40 and Garner.
Brian, thanks. A bill to legalize sports betting in North Carolina is facing some of its toughest odds. The big hurdle it has to clear today in the House on its way to approval.
A big new development could be coming to Chapel Hill. The plans town leaders will consider tonight that could add a 9-story building downtown.
And here are your winning lottery numbers. Don't go away. What's trending is next.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Paula Abdul is showing she still has some seriously impressive dance moves.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, she posted a video to TikTok yesterday that is going viral. She and a pair of professional dancers do a flawless routine to the song Mother by Meghan Trainor. Look at them go there. Some said that this proves that Abdul should have played the mother in the music video to the song, but that role already was filled by Kris Jenner.
That was straight up Paula Abdul. Wow, she definitely is so impressive. 60 years old and still slaying it. She's always been a great dancer and impressive choreographer. So talented.
Straight up. I see what you did there.
I was just thinking about her a couple weeks ago, so I take full responsibility for emerging on TikTok.
You manifested it.
Yes. The cast of Only Murders in the Building giving a big clue about season 3. They shared these photos from the set yesterday, and it looks like Selena Gomez's character Mabel is going to be getting married. And for a lot of people, of course, it reminds them of Steve Martin and Martin Short in Father of the Bride.
Well, they're not trying to hide anything out of this season 3. I mean, she's full on taking pictures and spreading them around social media. She called it just a regular day at work for her. She's stunning.
But definitely the Father of the Bride, mm-hmm. Flashback there too for Steve Martin. A team at Columbia University is showing us a new way to make cheesecake, 3D printing. They use the technology to whip up a 7-ingredient vegan cheesecake. Researchers say the experiment was a step toward making it practical to use 3D printing in mechanically assembled food. One of the co-authors of the study says if the printed food seems off-putting, well, it shouldn't be, because it's similar using an oven or microwave to cook food.
Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry blossom trees will reach peak bloom today. The National Park Service says it'll last through this Saturday. National Cherry Blossom Festival runs until April 16th. The annual event features a kite festival, a cherry blossom 5K, and a parade.
Today, the Federal Reserve will meet. Coming up, what a rate hike could mean for North Carolinians.
We're following a big shakeup here in Roanoke Rapids, where the captain and police chief are on unpaid administrative leave. Right now, we're live from the police department, coming up at 6:30. How today we could find out the reason behind that move.
And I'm tracking a little bit of light, patchy rain moving into the Sandhills. I'll show you when you could expect rain where you are this morning, coming up.